Welcome to Hammer Down!
Down!
Number one sports gambling podcast coming out of the PMI offices. I am Tone Diggs. That's Bubba Gumpino.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In the back, we got Mitt. Fucking hello. Controlling the cameras. Mitt, how you doing, Paul?
Doing pretty good, Tony. Doing pretty good.
It's good to be back.
How'd it be, Mitt?
It's good to be
welcome
back.
Welcome back,
Tone. Huh?
Welcome back, Tone.
Thank you.
Welcome back, Tone.
Big news on Hammer Down. We are going to 5 days.
Let's go.
5 days a week. We'll be live every single day at 4 p.m. Hammer Down got its own YouTube channel.
Whoa.
Let's go.
Does not have a name yet because Bill hasn't figured out a way to con YouTube into letting us name our channel until 30 days in.
He'll get it. He's coding right now.
He'll get it. So right now, if you go to the Hammer Down Instagram and Twitter's, the link to the YouTube is in there. We've tweeted out a couple times. Go subscribe to the YouTube so you can watch every day live at 4. So yeah, we'll be 5 days a week. We'll be covering baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, tennis, golf,
anything and everything.
Auto racing.
You can bet on
NASCAR.
We're on it.
So yeah, we'll be live every day at 4. Try to get a lot of guests. Pat said, which is awesome news, we're gonna try to get a phone line in here for fucking listeners to call in.
We got some people calling in with picks.
I'm sure you'll love that, dude. I don't know if picks, but they're gonna call in and they're gonna fucking come
in.
Hey,
I tell you what, I've been enjoying hopping on that Spaces.
What is that? Oh, the Twitter Spaces.
And you just go, I've been going on there Friday nights just asking people for their picks for the weekend. It's pretty entertaining.
Do they see you?
No, it's just audio. It's awesome.
Oh.
And then you can see they request to talk. And then you can say, like, you pick who can talk, like, just one person at a time.
So, a Hammer Down conference call.
Yeah, it's awesome. I love it. I did it Friday night, did it for, like, 3 hours.
Oh, speaking of Friday night.
Yeah.
Saturday night, sorry. Final Four, last night, Gonzaga, Baylor, congrats to you. You thought Gonzaga was going to lose earlier than they did.
I didn't. I mean, I should have gave Gonzaga more credit than I did. Because I don't think people said, well, they're overrated. I don't think after this they were overrated. I think Baylor was overlooked. If Baylor didn't get COVID, they probably undefeated too. Because the only games they lost were after that COVID. And then the main reason why I picked Texas to win it all, because they knocked them out of their conference tournament.
Yeah. And then I thought Zags may lose to USC because they were playing a fucking big and athletic team, and they just fucking routed them.
I went to that game. Tell me about it. I had USC plus 9.5, 7-0 run to start the game.
This show had a fucking, I think I was plus 11 units during the tournament. I know you were up a bunch. I mean, it was pretty fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was a good, great run.
Man, how'd you do in the tournament, dude?
He doesn't know.
I did really bad in the tournament. I also just realized I really misspelled Masters on here. Yeah,
I saw that, but I didn't want to call you.
Just because it's a daily show doesn't mean that there won't still be Mitt spelling mistakes. You know,
Mitt, I fucking copied and pasted and sent it to you.
Mitt, you're lucky. This is the one time we can fix that in post.
Oh yeah,
Bill, that did you figure out how to? We could just have our youtube.com/hammerdown yet.
I haven't coded that. I think it's going to take me somewhere around 30 days to figure it out, but I'll let you know.
When. Okay.
Had a baby, Bill.
How's baseball? I haven't gotten into baseball since I've been gone.
So it went well. Everything went well. Sunday was a bit of a nightmare. So the Red Sox, Athletics, and somebody else hadn't won a game all year.
I was like,
okay, well, you know, today's the day that'll change. I'll turn around. Went 0-for last night. 3-1 baseball. I can't bet full games.
We've talked about this a bunch in the past.
Because
I know it's going to fuck me.
You know what I mean? When we talk about football and stuff, like I'll look into like all this stuff in the past, stuff like that. When I'm betting first five in baseball, Tony, all I'm looking at is the two starting pitchers.
It makes it easy.
And that is all that fucking matters to me.
If you're going full game, you're going to then look at the bullpens, potentially who pitched yesterday and stuff like that. Let's make it easy as possible. Let's look. I like to.
Last night, though, one was a push. I took the Reds first five. It was a push. They ended up winning the game. But it's going to go both ways. I think with the first five, you get yours more than you get got.
Yeah, I like to look at both starting pitchers, how they've been pitching lately, how they pitch away, how they pitch home, night versus day, yada, yada, yada. And then I like to look at if they're a righty or lefty, how that team hits righties or lefties.
Yeah.
Make it as simple as possible. First five, take the bullpen out of it, all that stuff normally works quite well.
Absolutely.
But I did take some full
You got some falls today.
We'll jump into MLB right now. Forgot this wasn't live today. We'll be live tomorrow. Tomorrow is the 7th. April 7th, 4 o'clock-ish. We'll be live tomorrow. So Braves and Nats starts right now pretty much. I was looking at under 3.5 for there. Braves are 0-3. Braves are one of those teams that haven't won yet.
So they got swept by the Phillies.
And they can't hit worth a shit.
So Sunday the game was, forget who was pitching for Atlanta, but it was against Zach Wheeler.
Uh-huh.
And he was so-so with the Mets, but man, he was lights out. And then he got it was Charlie Morton for the Braves. Chucky. I love Chucky Morton.
Yeah, we do.
Zach Wheeler got the hit in the fifth to take the lead, too. Like, he looked dominant, dude.
If anything, I was going to take the under this game because the Nats are shorthanded. So whoever's going for the Braves, I can't remember who's going for the
Smiley.
Braves. Wade Smiley's going for the Braves. And then Scherzer's going for the Nats, and I've looked back at his opening day starts the past like 4 years or whatever, and Scherzer's always awesome. So, and the Braves haven't hit yet, so I was looking at under 3.5 for the first five, but it's not live, so it doesn't fucking matter. Just keep it for future records. Did you have anything on that game?
Yeah, I'm with Scherzer on the bump. I mean, Nationals -130 first five. I love that play.
Houston and LAA, the Los Angeles Angels, also a 4 o'clock game, which I both think we're both on Houston. I took plus a half first five minus 150.
They're getting plus a half?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Let me make sure yeah, I'm still correct.
You're right.
Yeah. Plus half, first five minus 150. Both teams are great. 4-1. Greinke went 6 innings, 3 hits, 0 runners first start. Dylan Bundy, 6 innings, 6 hits, 3 runs in his first start. Bundy's 0-3 versus the Astros. I just liked getting plus a half for the first five.
So this was the thing with Greinke when he was on Arizona. He would be plus half all the time because they were such a shitty team. Mm-hmm. And then he went to the Astros and they were stacked. He didn't get that anymore. So I would take plus a half, and I'd also jump on -110 here, first five as well. Good value there.
One that we could actually talk about, the Orioles and Yankees, 6:36 first pitch. It's in Yankee Stadium. Gerrit Cole's getting his second start of the year. He's going against Dean Kramer.
Dino.
Dean Kramer has 2 starts last year versus the Yankees, and he actually only gave up 1 run in each of those starts. He had a 6.32 ERA in spring training, though, so I don't know how to think about that. I don't know fucking Dean Kramer. The Yankees have won 12 straight at home versus Baltimore. Cole gave up 2 hits last time versus Baltimore, last time he played Baltimore. I think it's -330, -300 the Yankees are, which I'm never going to take.
Stupid.
I don't like taking -1.5, so I was pretty much going to stay away from this one.
Yeah, I'm good on that. I mean, the Orioles somehow swept the Red Sox in Fenway. I mean, Red Sox looked good last night against Tampa Bay, but man.
Did you get the Red Sox Patriots Day jersey yet?
You see how much that thing is?
I don't know, but the day that they fucking play, I'm fucking taking the Red Sox.
$435. I'll get the hat.
Man, I guarantee you get that.
Dude. Oh, yeah. It's UCLA yeah. Bruins.
No,
color.
Man, you're fucking copping that jersey. I guarantee it.
I was looking at it. It's pretty sweet, but yeah, nah, I'm a Cardinals fan. I can't do it.
You're a Cardinals fan?
Yeah, kind of.
You know anyone?
Classic, man.
You know anyone on the team?
Yeah, I know Jay Grant's pitching tonight, and I'm taking the Cardinals.
Okay. Shit. We'll get there after this one. Pirates, the old Buccos. Came out opening day, big W against the Cubbies. They tweeted that they may never win again. They may never lose again. They haven't won since that tweet. I knew that was a bad thing. Wade Miley versus Trevor Cahill.
Cahill's not bad.
I know.
I'm not going to take the Pirates, but no, I'm not going to touch this game either. Wade Miley, I mean, he was on, he feels like he's been on every team in Major League Baseball at this point.
Every single team.
When he was on the Red Sox, he would pitch, like, one game he'd come out and pitch 7 innings, give up 2 hits. The next game out, he couldn't get out of the first fucking inning. Like, the guy is just one to the other. It's insane.
I'm not going to take the Pirates.
Can't do it. Don't do it.
And the thing about Trevor Cahill, he stinks on the road. He only pitched 3 2/3 innings in spring training.
Jesus.
Like we said, Wade Miley isn't great either, but the Reds are, I think, going to be the play here for me, -150. I mean, -150 money line over the Pirates all year. I might take it every time.
Yeah, I was on it yesterday.
Mitt, your fucking game.
Yeah, Cards game. Let's go.
Cards at Miami. Sandy Alcantara. versus Mr. Grant. You're taking the cards?
Yeah, I'm taking the cards every game. What do you mean?
Oh, so you just blindly bet the fucking cards?
I'll bet them anytime they're a plus line. Yeah, definitely.
Alcantara, 6 innings pitched, 2 hits, 0 runs in his first start. Not bad. Mr. Grant's been a reliever his entire career. I would lean here with the Marlins, actually. -124, but I don't trust their fucking lineup either.
Yeah, if anything, I would even take Cardinals plus a half at -130.
First five.
Yeah. I mean, if you're going to give me half a run first five, I'm going to take it. Acuna just fucking hit a bomb, so Nationals are down 1-0. Hot start.
I mean, you knew how they had to fucking turn it around. Everything we just said about Scherzer, too. The Mets at Philly. Fucking DeGrom can't buy it.
I mean, those stats last night that were coming out about his starts are fucking...
He gives up less than 2 runs, and he fucking drove in a run. He does it all the time, and they fucking never win for the guy.
It almost feels like the Mets are cursed, dude. Like, they're just... Their pitching staff is absurd.
Yeah.
Like, tonight, like...
Stroman. Well, Stroman hasn't pitched in fucking 2 years. So I don't know what to do with him.
Oh, yeah, he didn't pitch in the... He opted out.
Yeah, he opted out because he got injured the year before. So Stroman hasn't pitched in a while.
See, I would lean Mets first five here, but -142 is way too high there.
So for Philly, undefeated Philly, I look, though, like they didn't score many runs against Atlanta at all.
They were tight games.
Chase Anderson's on the mound for Philly. He had a 7.22 ERA last season.
Yeah, he was on the Blue Jays.
Thought about... the over, but I talked about, the Phillies games have gone under, like with Stroman not pitching in a while and Chase Anderson. I thought about going over, but I'm just gonna stay away from that.
Yeah, I would lean just, if I was doing a parlay or something, I would throw the Mets in there at that value, but straight up, it's too hot. -142 is just too high.
You taking the fucking Sox tonight?
Not against Glass, no. Glass now is a fucking weapon, dude.
So just in case you were wondering, tonight on the mound we got Glass now for the Rays, and then we have Cole for the Yankees. Two draft picks for the Pirates that are not there anymore. And both those teams are favored because they're pitching. Glass now went 6 innings, 1 hit in the opener. He's a fucking absolute stud. Marty Perez is on the mound for the Red Sox. His worst ballpark to pitch in, fun fact, is Fenway. He's not great at home.
Yeah.
I would lean Tampa here, but I'm not going to take a -160.
Yeah, that's... I mean, I'd even think about -0.5. Sox coming off. Their bats woke up for the first time last night. Usually those games like that where you usually come out a little slow. I don't know why that is in baseball. Whenever like you look at those games and a team puts up like 10 or 12... the next day, it feels like they don't score more than like 3 or 4 runs.
Especially against fucking Glass.
Yeah, right? I mean, that guy, Tampa Bay's pitching staff is...
I mean, they let go. They let Chuck walk, so Chucky Morton, which was...
That guy feels like that guy's going to pitch for... He could pitch forever.
Chucky?
Yeah.
Also a fucking former Pirates pitcher.
Yeah.
Milwaukee at the Cubs. I don't know what to fucking do with this one. Cubs are dead last versus right-handed pitching to start the season.
Brewers slow to start the season too.
Yeah, they're two young pitchers. Alizé, I think, is 26. Peralta's 24. Alizé was 0-3 this spring with a 10.57 ERA for the Cubs. Brewers, on the other hand, they have 10 hits in their last 3 games and 5 total runs. I don't know what to fucking do with this game.
The only thing I would do on this game, Christian Yelich to hit a home run +190.
Juicy.
That's a very good value.
Against a guy who's got a fucking 10.57.
Yelich hits the ball in Chicago, too.
FanDuel has started same-game parlays for baseball, which I didn't really recognize last year. I didn't see much of it last year.
So it is new, but from my understanding that this has slowed down the first 5 lines.
Which I do not like.
No, I like jumping on a first 5 line. Like, I wake up in the morning. Let me see it.
Fuck yeah.
Let me see it.
I mean, because we talked about earlier, that's what we're doing with baseball.
It's the same. Like, soccer, I'll jump on a game. Like, I'll look Monday at soccer for the week. And I got no shame jumping on an early line.
Toronto at Texas. I actually like this game. Tanner Rourke is going for Toronto. He's a career blah pitcher.
Yeah.
Fucking does nothing for me. Dane Dunning
Fucking double D.
Double D, fucking young, and he had a 3.97 ERA last season. Not bad. I like Dane in the matchup. And Texas is batting 300 so far in this. I mean, it's early in the season, yeah, but they're batting 300 so far versus righties. I like the Texas and the value versus as a dog. Got them at plus 112.
I like that.
Do you?
I mean, the Jays are a very good team this year. I think
they, well, no, I know that.
They're so young, dude. If they get the pitching, they could make a run. I mean, they took 2 out of 3 from the Yanks to start the season, and they spanked the Rangers yesterday, but they're due for a letup, I'd say.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Another game I like, Arizona at Colorado.
Oh, you like old fucking Marquez, don't you?
German Marquez. Especially going Luke Weaver, 1-9 last season, 6.58 ERA. German Marquez, 4 innings, 1 hit, had 3.75 ERA last season. Give me the Rockies -126. It's not a bad favorite. I'm gonna take the Rockies in that situation. Are you?
I'm gonna sprinkle in Trevor Story to hit a home run at +290.
Really?
That is absurd. He mashes the ball, dude. I think it's probably that high though, because,
well, they're in Colorado too,
and they, now that Arenado's gone, I imagine teams can pitch around him a lot more.
Yeah, for sure.
But they still have Charlie Blackman. Mm-hmm. But even Charlie Blackman to hit a bomb is +370. Like, these home run odds are fucking incredible.
I saw Foxy hit the first home run of the season. Miguel Cooper. Fucking Miggy, baby. What a fucking hit.
I was all over DJ LeMahieu. I couldn't believe it.
Dodgers are in Oakland. Oakland's still undefeated. Sorry, defeated. Completely defeated. Kershaw was fucking rocked in his first start.
He
gave up 10 hits and 5, I think.
I'm not going to say it.
And he struggled in spring training. The A's stink so far, but Bassett's been, he's been, the last two seasons, he's had like a 3 ERA. I'm going to take the A's plus the 1.5 for the game, where the first 5 wasn't out yet. So I'm going to take the A's in one of those situations.
I mean, you get +1.5 at -114. That's great value.
Great. And the Dodgers, the only thing that scares me, Dodgers are number one early in the year versus right-handed pitching.
Yeah, A's are +0.5, first 5, +106.
I'm going to jump on that.
Yeah, that feels like the one.
I mean, is Kershaw, say it.
I'm not going to say it. I'll say it tomorrow if this bet goes through.
And then the last game, White Sox at Seattle. I know you're on this
one. Oh, yeah. Anytime Giolito is on the mound.
Was it last year or 2 years ago? He fucking made us so much
money. I'll take him every game, especially, I mean, who knows, Paxton back in Seattle. I mean, I'm not sold on him getting back to how he was. And, yeah, it's Giolito. Sox spanked him last night. Their bats woke up a bit.
The Sox are good.
Yeah, they had a tough start the first series, but they looked good last night in Seattle. So, yeah, Giolito first 5. It feels like, you know, it's just a great pitcher.
Okay, so let's roll through. I'm going with the Reds, taking the Reds -150 against the Pirates. I'm taking Texas Rangers +112, taking the Rockies -126. And then I'm going to take the A's first 5 +0.5 for baseball. What are you taking?
I got the Astros first 5, White Sox first 5, and then I'll hop on that Athletics +0.5,
okay,
with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Admit, you got the Cards?
Oh, yeah. Cards money line.
Is that it for your baseball picks today?
That is my only baseball pick. Actually, no. I want the Phillies under for sure. They have a hell of a bullpen.
I believe they haven't given up a run in 12 innings to start the season. Has that game started yet?
Nope. 7:06.
Mets and Philly.
Under 9.
So you're just taking the Philly under?
No, I want the full game under for the full game, though.
Stroman and Chase Anderson. You're saying Chase Anderson, you know, he's going to come out. This is his year.
Yeah, and Stroman is my favorite pitcher, so let's go.
That makes sense.
The baby Mitt.
All right, let's move to NBA.
Oh, thank God.
Fuck does that mean, dude?
Dude, I know nothing about baseball.
Well, we're going to fucking teach you, dude.
That. I know. I'm learning, though.
Chicago Bulls at the Pacers is the first game. I'm picking this one. Are you, Mitt?
I am picking this one, and I love this pick.
We're on the Bulls, right?
I was leaning Bulls.
What do you mean you love this pick if you're leaning?
I'm taking the under. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
My bad.
Why are you taking the under?
Because the last two games for both these teams, they had like really high offensive games, and it just kind of seems like the under or the over under is really juiced at 227 is what I saw it at. I think like I wouldn't have put it above like 220. Like it's these two teams are really good at defense.
Fucking midi making lines.
These teams are really good at defense.
Why your face was that?
What the? You a bookmaker?
He might be.
Could be. Hey, how'd your picks do on how'd your college football do this weekend, man?
Oh yeah.
Oh, dude. I got a huge bounce back weekend. 3-0 again. Let's go. We're back on top.
I saw the Dukes didn't cover by half the weekend before,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. That was that.
When are the playoffs? Playoffs start pretty soon, right, Mitt?
The Dukes are in their playoff. I don't know. Everyone's kind of doing it differently.
That's bullshit.
Yeah.
They should be in the fucking national championship. In that Bulls game, I know the Bulls are 2-8 in their last 10. Okay. Not incredible. You know, they picked up some new pieces. They're trying to figure it out. Bulls, however, 8-2 on 1 day rest, 4-1 ATS on the road versus a team with a losing record, 6-2 ATS their last 8 road games, 9-3 their last 12 versus a losing team. Bulls have been terrible, but I like the Bulls tonight, -1. No, actually, I think I'm going to take a money line because I think it's like -112 or something like that. Bulls to win tonight against the Pacers.
I love that, Tony. They also did just beat the Brooklyn Nets, who
they
are
did.
One of the best teams in basketball.
New Orleans and Atlanta, I got nothing. Mitt, you got anything there?
I am staying off of that.
Zion,
I would,
if we don't know if we're, is Zeep Zion playing or not?
Zion out?
He's on the props. He's playing. I was thinking I would lean towards the Pelicans on the plus just because of Zion, but I mean, that's just a fan. That's a fan pick.
Both really. Teams had great trends. I stayed away. I couldn't get a read on it. Same with Philly and Boston. Both teams have great trends for tonight's game and situations. I'm going to stay away from that one too. You going really? Anywhere with that, Mitt?
I was actually thinking Boston just because I was looking at the ticket and money count. There's a lot of money on Philly. There's about 83% of the money, only 17% on Boston. So I'm just thinking, all right, fade the public. Let's just take all the money.
I fucking love when you go ticket and money count.
I do kind of love it. I have to kind of gauge if I really like it or not. There's no real science behind it. It's just kind of a feel thing.
Well, no, you see if there's a low percentage of the tickets and high percentage of the money, you think that's a good bet.
Yeah, but then if I see like there's a normal percentage of the bets and then a high percentage of the money, usually I fade that. Like in this one, there's 47% of the bets on Philly and then 83% of the money. I'm just thinking fade that. Vegas has the shiny lights, you know.
Okay. Did you just refer to the chandeliers as shiny lights?
Yeah, I couldn't think of the thing that you guys always say, so my bad.
Jay.
Mitt.
Jay.
Yeah. Yeah, what's up, bud?
I just saw your head shake when you said the fucking shiny lights.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of hard not to sometimes, but love the kid, right?
Yeah. Lakers and the Raptors. Both of these teams stink. I don't know what to do here.
Well, the over is only at 208, and if you're giving me a 208 over in the NBA, I'm going to take it all day. Neither of these teams can play any defense. Let's go.
Okay. Memphis at Miami. Both teams are very hot. Memphis is – I think I trust Miami's lineup a little bit more here. I think six is – if it was like three or four, I would definitely be on the Heat. I took Heat in the FanDuel hammer down rollover 1250, 10-leg parlay. All the legs have to be -130 or less.
Only get one. You can't put in the same game twice.
Yeah, you can't.
I cannot stress this enough.
Especially with baseball, you can't do first
one
five.
And done.
You can't take like tonight. You can't take the A's first five, and full game to be in the.
Your just don't your try and pull a fast one.
Just you know. I mean, we're trying to be. We're good.
Giving away here. Free money here.
I think I'm gonna. I took Miami in the rollover. But do I want it as an actual pick? I don't know.
Nah.
Mitt?
Yeah, I am. I'm 100% taking Miami here. Okay. I picked against Memphis probably 75% of the games they've played this year, and they've been making me a lot of money.
Okay. Detroit's at Denver. Denver's fucking hot. 8-2 in their last 10. Detroit. I really wanted to take Detroit here because of the trends. But Denver's clicking, and Detroit's on a back-to-back at altitude.
Denver might come out of the West, dude.
I know.
Denver is so good, but this is 12.5 points. Like,
this is one of the things, again, in the rollover, I took Detroit plus 12.5, but I didn't want to actually put real money on it. So I just, because I think the back-to-back at altitude kind of scares me and how hot Denver is.
I would, yeah, I'm staying away from this one. I hate this game, actually, because I do really like Denver, and I think they're probably going to win by a lot. But Detroit, they just came off a pretty big win against Oklahoma City, and they actually did look really good.
Milwaukee's at Golden State. Both teams stink with the trends here, so I'm going to stay away from it. Portland's at Clippers. I would lean to the Clips because the Blazers are 1-4 ATS in their last five versus teams with winning records, so they haven't been covering versus teams that are good. Clippers are a good team, so I would lean Clippers minus the 6 here. Would be the last game of the night for me. Mate, you got anything on that one?
I am also – I'm just staying away from that
one. Okay. Pal.
What's up, dude?
Footy?
Yeah, Liverpool's getting taken out back right now. Defense stinks. Down 3-1. Tomorrow – Porto, Chelsea. I had a lean to Chelsea here, but minus 135 money line. I just don't. Porto knocked off a very good Juventus team. Everyone's on Chelsea. I'm not touching that one. I tell you what, though, we saw it on the weekend. Bayern Munich without Lewandowski.
Yeah,
they were like plus 140 at RB Leipzig. They're minus 105 at home in Champions League tomorrow against PSG.
You going?
I'll take Bayern any day of the week, dude. I mean, I know Lewandowski's not there. They're missing another guy who's kind of big, but it's just, yeah. Well, Angels, Mike Trout just had a 2-run ball. Holy, this fucking show is going up in flames.
Well, good thing no one's, I mean, we're not live. We're not live.
Yeah, Bayern Munich minus 105 money line Champions League tomorrow is great value.
Fucking
I know PSG, they lost on the weekend. They'll probably show up because that's what they do. They're off and on. But
I saw Otani went from plus 5,000 to plus 1,200 for MVP.
Really?
In like two games.
Jesus.
I mean, the guy's...
He's a weapon.
He is a weapon. He's also known to get hurt every once in a while.
Yeah.
Bill, was that Bill?
That was not me or Jay.
All right, so it's Masters week. Today's Tuesday. We will have a guest on tomorrow for the Masters. Have to.
Cutmaker.
I don't know if it's going to be Cutmaker or not. There will be a golf guest tomorrow. I'm going to have some golf stuff. I mean, it's Masters. It's fucking awesome. I don't think you could... I don't think FanDuel has any par 3 odds yet up, maybe. We'll dive into that. DJ won last year. He's plus 950 to win it this year. Patrick Reed's plus 3,200. He won it a few years ago. Serge is plus 6,000. I have the top stats for Augusta. I know that Morikawa is number one in two of the top five categories. Morikawa was number one. It's the putter. It's the putter that I'm worried about for Morikawa. So, yeah, we're going to have a Masters guest on tomorrow. We're going to have more baseball, more MLB, probably get some hockey picks in here. We're going to try to get your calls. We'll be live at 4 p.m. Make sure you go to the YouTube and subscribe. You can find the link for that on Instagram and Twitter. Am I forgetting anything, Gumpy?
You got it, brother.
Hashtag FanDuel, hammered down rollover, 1250s for tonight.
And tweet if you want, you know, any topics you need touched on
when it comes
to sports betting. You need, you know, help with anything, understanding anything. Just tweet it out. We'll see it. We'll chat about it.
Yeah, since we're every day now, we could take some time. We could explain some first five and stuff like that to you. Hey.
Couple questions.
That's what we're here for. We're a show for the people. That's why I want to get fucking the phone lines would be awesome.
Would be electric.
I'm all in. So we're definitely going to try to get as many guests as possible. Boys will be rolling in here through here and stuff like that. We'll be back tomorrow. What is tomorrow? Wednesday.
Yes, sir.
April 7th, 4 p.m. ish, live. Go to the YouTube, the Hammer Down YouTube. We'll see you there. Hammer Down.